He's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, and he's on the other end of our line. Andy, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing very well. Before we start diving into county business, tell me how the campaign's going.
It's going great. It's going great. You know, we fundraising has been fantastic. We reached our goals for last year, raised about $50,000. You know, endorsements are rolling in, meeting with groups and constituents. Everything is going really well. It's just been tremendous, the outpouring of support. So I'm excited and I'm looking forward to this year.
Who else is running for that state representative seat that you're seeking?
There's only one other person who has declared. His name is Griffin Rivers, and you know, I know him. He's a nice guy, but you know, I still feel that I'm the best candidate, and I'm going to keep pushing forward as if I'm the only one in the race.
Why? What are the differences?
For me, it's experience. You know, I've been a county commissioner for 9 years. I've been involved in the votes and the tough issues, and have had to take a stand on issues and representing constituents. I know the district and the folks. I've worked in the legislature for upwards of 15 years now, working with legislators. We need someone who can hit the ground running on day one. I know all the issues inside and out. I've worked with all of the interested parties. We need someone who can get something done immediately. You only get up to 6 years in the House, and I can do that. All the issues and everything, you don't have time for that, but people can go to the website at andyshore.com and see it all there.
Jim Dravenstadt Masseri is the newly elected chairperson of the Ingham County Road Commission, and from his point of view, it's business as usual. He's not sure that that entity is going to be shut down, as is being hoped for by the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. There is legislation that is in the House and the Senate that would give county commissioners, county entities, the right to decide whether they should have road commissions or not. There has been some dialogue about the current road commission board hiring not only a human resources person, but some other folks for some other open positions. And he said, you know what, we don't know what's going to happen, so we're going to keep working. Now, from what I understand, there's been a letter drafted by the Board of Commissioners asking the Road Commission Board not to deal with any of these issues until we figure out what's going to happen with the Road Commission Board. So tell me about the story and where you stand.
Well, yeah, there was a lot there, and yes, it's all true. I've spoken with Jim a few times, and you know, I'm encouraged. He wants to come and speak to the County Board of Commissioners. He's got a lot of ideas, and he wants to put them out there publicly. I'm encouraged that the communication is going to increase. We didn't have the Road Commission Board come before us at all last year, as all the stuff was going on. Nobody came officially for the Road Commission to talk to us about what they were doing and what they had been doing. So he wants to do that. I'm encouraged by that. I told him, and I told the State Journal last week when the article came out, I think on Sunday, we only have one thing before us right now, and that's the possibility of shutting it down and taking it in-house if the legislature allows for it. That's what's before us. If Jim's got other ideas, you know, we're always open to hear, but, you know, we've moved down this road at a 15-1 vote. I look forward to him coming in and saying this is what he wants to do. I think he's got ideas about the county and the county road commission, should they still be in existence over the next year or whatever, working together with those positions you mentioned. He wanted to have some kind of a linkage. So I'm looking forward to his thoughts and ideas. He had some newer ideas that hasn't been put forward before. So we'll hear it all, and we can't do anything until the legislature allows us. You had Speaker Boulder on about an hour ago, and I was hoping you'd ask him that question if they were going to have that done in the next month, but you didn't get to it in this time. We're kind of in a holding pattern, so we'll continue to hear what Jim has to say and what the public has to say and everyone. But at this point, the decision we make is a decision of the body, and we voted 15-1 to start down the path of bringing it in house. And until something else is brought before us that would change our minds, we'll keep down that path. But I'm encouraged that people have more ideas. Last year, all we had was eliminate it or call for them all to resign or remove Shirley Rogers, and that was all we had. None of it was there was not a lot of really give and take or discussions about how to have better relationships or anything like that. So I like what Jim is talking about and what he's bringing, and he wants some time, and that'll be for the county board to decide. I heard Vince on your show last week, Vince Dragonetti, and you know, he of course wants to blame the Democrats for everything, and I like Vince, we get along, but they want to blame the Democrats for everything, and you know, it's not about blame, it's about how do we move forward.
So, even though the Board of Commissioners might have the legal right to disband, to eliminate the Road Commission Board with the new leadership of Jim Dravenstadt Masseri, there's a possibility that you may keep that board intact.
Everything is possible. I mean, whether he was leader or not, everything is possible. It's a possibility. I mean, we don't have the legal right to do it right now. So we're waiting on the legislature. But that, there's always a possibility. I don't know. But at this point, we're on record saying we're going to bring it in-house. There have been, you know, a lot of issues that have come up. There was a question I got last week about what happens to the five-year plan for the Tri-County Regional Planning, and that wasn't raised last year. So when we talked to him, I want to see what that's all about, what that question is. There were some questions about whether it jeopardizes funding. So we want to make sure that we have our due diligence. At this point, the plan is to bring it in-house and make sure we do all of our due diligence and take our time to make sure we get it right, because we don't want any federal money on the table or anything like that. But I mean, everything is still up for discussion. I don't think we've shut down anything. It's just a matter of, you know, we've made a decision moving forward right now, but we don't have the legal authority to do it. So until we have the legal authority to do it, we'll keep hearing different opinions and different pieces and keep structuring how it would work. But right now, you know, the plan is to bring it in-house.
All right, before we let you go, what's at the top of the agenda county business-wise?
Well, we'll start looking at the budget soon. That'll probably be the first major thing. We have negotiations with our employees because our contracts are up this year. That's probably top of the business, is making sure we solidify our contracts with our employees, and then we'll go into looking at the budget, and we'll continue to look at the road commission, and there are some health department issues and animal control and keeping the parks open and actually getting some snow so our Hawk Island tubing hill can get used. There's a lot going on.
Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, do you believe that the Ingham County Sheriff should be patrolling in Lansing?
You know, I'm still not exactly sure the controversy there, because he tells me that if the city of Lansing requests that he has to patrol in Lansing. I like the idea of the sheriff's patrols coming into Lansing, but, you know, we also eliminated road patrol, so if there are limited resources, then I don't know how he'd get the resources to do it, but apparently he has to with the money he's getting from the state. That's something that I look forward to him and his staff coming into our law enforcement committee and talking about, so we can figure out what we're hearing that's right and what we're hearing that's wrong. There's a lot of information about that out there, and I'm not sure what's right and what's wrong at this point.
All right, Andy, thanks so much for listening to the program. We wanted to ask Jace Bulger about another half hour of questions, but we always run out of time, but we'll catch him next time. Thanks so much for your time, Andy Shore, a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Great job.